The corpse is a bloated tick on the gurney, skin gone bottle green and glossy, veins marbled black like rotten old cheese. Day two, the belly is a drum of corpse gas, tight enough to bounce a coin. Inside, the bacteria are drunk and rioting. They've turned the intestines into a bubbling septic still, churning yesterday's tacos and tomorrow's maggots. Pressure climbs the rectum. Once polite is now a ruptured sewer main. First, the warning shot, a thick, wet blet that sprays the sheet with atomized shit mist. Then the real performance. The ass lips part like overcooked sausage casing in a fire hose of black-green slurry erupts. Hot, chunky, alive with wriggling strands of sloothed colon. It arcs 2 feet, splatters the wall, keeps coming in pulsing ropes as the abdominal wall splits along the midline with a sound like wet canvas ripping. The cavity unzips itself, loops of swollen bowel prolapse through the tear, glistening purple-black, steaming in the cold room like fresh entrails at a butcher's stall. Gas hisses out the new mouth, carrying flecks of half-digested meat and yellow fat. The stench is a living thing, sweet, rotten, sulfurous, thick enough to chew. From the mouth, a geyser of reddish black foam, lung fluid, stomach bile, blood turned to syrup. It pours over the chin, fills the nostrils, runs into the hair like motor oil. The tongue balloons to twice its size, purple veined, lolling out like a slug trying to escape the skull. The bladder bursts next, not a polite trickle, but a violent pop. Hot piss jets sideways, mixing with the shit river into a single stinking tide that floods the drain and keeps rising. The scrotum, or what's left, splits down the middle, emptying curdled fluids in a single testicle that slips out like a hard-boiled egg dropped in gravy. By hour 48, the torso has collapsed inward, a deflating wineskin of meat. Every shift of the body releases another wet, bubbling fart, long and obscene as pockets of gas find new exits through ruptured organs. Maggots hatch early, fat white commas crawling out of every orifice, feeding on the liquefying edges, laying eggs in the soft ruins of the face. The coroner wears 2 masks and still gags. The floor is ankle deep in places, a warm, viscous swamp of human soup. And still, every few minutes, another lazy, wet rip echoes from the slab, the body's final joke, refusing to die quiet.